the show on Channel 104.5.
Tuesday morning, 6:41. Reminds me of the U.S. election 1 week from today. Can you believe it?
Well, you know,
all that yapping will be done hopefully in a week.
Well, hopefully. And the thing I've noticed with the weather getting colder, people a little crabby. People are not themselves. And I think people are a little anxious about north or south of the border, about what's about to happen on Tuesday. We're not going to get the results Tuesday.
No, I think
we're not.
It's going to
take a few days. It's going to take a few days, so they say.
My prediction is Friday, next Friday.
Okay.
While we're on the air. That's when the winner will be announced.
You'd love that. They usually don't announce anything until 9 o'clock. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, it's an anxious time for everybody because it affects a lot of people, and, you know, it's just one of those things. So I don't know if you've noticed it with your friends or family, but...
Yeah.
It's a lot.
I feel like I've been in a little depression the last few weeks just leading up to this. Like, there's
why
so much at stake. Well... I just hope that they don't, well, how do I put this without sounding too political? I hope they do the right thing.
Okay.
We'll leave it at that.
All right.
Hey, here's something interesting. Toronto has hit a 53-year record with temperatures reaching 11 degrees for 185 consecutive days, matching a record from 1971.
What a great year, 1971. I wasn't here, though. But there's a story where Marilyn wasn't working at Jump, 1971.
Yeah, 1971.
But you know what? That's, I'm sure back in the day they're going like, you know, this is global warming. I don't even know if that was a phrase back then, but we're experiencing,
I don't think it was, but
some good stuff right now.
Yeah, yeah, they say that it's going to take a little bit longer of a trend to be able to analyze it to see if it's directly related to climate change. Hey, guess who's pregnant?
Giselle Bundchen.
Giselle Bundchen, Tom Brady's ex. Well, I shouldn't say she's Tom Brady's ex.
She's Giselle
Bundchen.
He's
her ex.
That's right.
She's a bigger star, I think.
But what happened was she called him apparently to let him know. I heard that this morning.
That was nice of her.
That was nice. This is the news because they share children. So he's got a child with Bridget Monaghan from his first marriage.
Right.
They've got two children together. And then she's
going to have another one.
What's hands up over there?
Giselle also has more worth value.
Always.
Yeah, she's worth more than Tom.
Worth more.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah. Always, mentally and physically.
Can you imagine if you're Tom Brady and you're married to Giselle and you come home and you, hey, honey, look at my paycheck. It's, for one game, it was like $6 million. Oh, Tom, that's nothing. Here's my paycheck.
That was your interpretation of
that. That was my Giselle impression.
All right.
All right, anything else?
Well, you know what? I'm always fascinated by people who are connected with one another through a guy, okay? So Dakota Johnson, who is engaged to Chris Martin, is friends with his ex, Jennifer Lawrence.
He dated her for a while. He dated Jennifer Lawrence?
I know. I didn't know that. That must have been like a moment. But
I didn't know that.
And they're,
Chris Martin?
Yeah, Chris Martin did, yeah.
And isn't she friends with his ex-wife?
Yes. Gwyneth Paltrow. Yeah. I like this friendly
thing. I do too.
Thing. I mean, if it can happen, it's great. It doesn't happen very often because it's usually pretty vicious, right?
And for the kids, it just makes things so much better for the kids.
And then if you happen to pick up a magazine, when's the last time you picked up a magazine? Anne Hathaway is on the November cover of Vogue France, and she looks fantastic at 41. And rumors are they're confirmed that there will be a Devil Wears Prada too. I cannot wait
for that. That's one of my favorite movies.
Me too.
One of my favorite comedies.
Yeah.
6:45. Increasing clouds, rain, thunderstorms today, high of 16. Looking ahead to Thursday, Halloween, increasing clouds, warm, high of 23, but it is going to rain in the afternoon. Let's check the roads.
We have some new problems into the desk. Southbound on the 400 approaching the 401 ramps. The two left lanes are out with this collision, multi-vehicle collision. Crews are going to head out to the scene. It's really getting slow on approach. No other live lane issues, just volume filling in. Now until Wednesday, visit Shoppers Drug Mart for the bonus redemption event and get more for your points. Offer valid in store and online. From the Newstalk 1010 Traffic Center, I'm Lisa Morales on Chum 104.5.
The explosive drama starring Rob Lowe.
This is just the opening act.
This city needs you.
Get into a new episode of 911 Lone Star, Monday at 8, 9 Mountain on CTV.
It's back.